From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting more violence overnight in Iran, with 9 people killed in anti-government protests. That brings to at least 21 the number killed since the demonstrations erupted Thursday. Hundreds have been arrested. In his first public comment, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei blamed the country's enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence to create trouble. Monday, President Hassan Rouhani acknowledged many of the protesters are driven not just by economic concerns, but a desire for greater freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai said these protests are about more than economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person in Iran, but rather furthering the geopolitical interests of the regime in the region, or spending it on further fortifying their uneven concentrations of power.
President Donald Trump Monday tweeted that the great Iranian people have been repressed for years and are hungry for food and freedom. He said it's time for a change. A gunman killed 2 Coptic Christian brothers in their shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came days after attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. No immediate claim of responsibility, although Islamic State claimed Friday's attack on the Coptic church in the city of Helwan. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan billions in aid over 15 years and gotten little in return except what he called lies and deceit. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dursani finds the statement curious, coming in the wake of recent U.S. praise of Islamabad. However,
there's no doubt that Pakistan remains a safe haven in many areas for terrorist activity. I mean, compared to the last 2 years, things have changed dramatically for the better, but still not at the level where it should be.
Pakistan summoned the U.S. ambassador to the Foreign Office Tuesday, but the content of that conversation has not been released. In Hong Kong Monday, thousands marched in the streets against what they call Beijing's growing assertiveness. Some residents of the former British colony, which reverted to Chinese rule in 1997, say the mainland is undermining the city's so-called one country, two systems arrangement. Joshua Wong is a student protest activist.
There are lots of the problems that happened last year. And we expect that in the new year, those of the concerns need to be raised up and to try to change as much as we can.
Several prominent democracy activists have recently been jailed. Several pro-reform lawmakers were ejected last year from the city legislature for failing to take proper oaths. A family of 5 from New York was among the 12 victims on a plane that crashed in Costa Rica Sunday. The 10 passengers were all American. They perished along with 2 crew members when the twin-engine Cessna crashed into a mountainous area near the popular tourist beach town of Punta Islita. Strong winds are suspected to have been a cause in that crash. Pope Francis Monday used his traditional New Year's Day address to give voice to millions of migrants and refugees he described as the world's weakest to most needy. The Pope said those people we dedicate the World Peace Day to, migrants and refugees, men and women in search of peace. That search, he said, is the right of everyone, and many are willing to risk everything. The Pope visited some of the Rohingya Muslim refugees in Bangladesh last November. South Korea has proposed high-level talks with North Korea January 9th after Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un said the path for dialogue is open in New Year's Day remarks. The South Korean unification minister said he hopes both sides can discuss possible North Korean participation in the Winter Olympic Games hosted by Seoul, as well as issues of mutual interest, including the North's nuclear program. Japan's Emperor Akihito was cheered by thousands of well-wishers Tuesday at the Imperial Palace. The 84-year-old emperor announced his abdication set for next year. He wished everyone a happy new year. Crown Prince Naruhito was alongside the emperor, who will be the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in 200 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.